Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Didn't hear it mention COVID-19, did you?
No.
See?
Well, that's because it's old days.
Yeah, I know. I miss the 20th century.
I know. We do every day.
I know. Peter Cetera. I always like this one.
Oh, this is a great one.
What year?
Old days, I want to say 78.
Oh, that late.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see, 75 was Chicago 5, I think, Saturday in the Park. 72 was Chicago 2.
25 or 64.
Yeah. And then Saturday in the Park was Chicago 5. And I think before, actually, maybe Old Days was 76, because when I went off to college in 78, they already had a best of album. They had a greatest hits album.
Well, see, the problem
that included
is
Old Days.
It doesn't matter what year it was. It was still before our next guest was born.
So, no, okay.
You know, she's going, what the hell are you talking about?
What are they talking about?
Yeah.
God, would you bring it to this
Her
century,
parents hadn't
please?
Met yet, you know? Oh, well. And actually, Old Days is from Chicago 8.
Okay.
1975.
Oh, then I'm way, then I'm sunk.
This is why I don't listen to you.
Okay, thanks.
That's okay. But at least I'm honest about it. 7:14 is the time. One of our faves back from Presidential Oaks, Chris DeMars, the, I don't know, VP marketing, whatever. Whatever the title is.
Depends on what she's doing today.
Well, good point. Yep. Good point. Could be doing floors later. We don't know. But good to have you back.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing okay. Hanging in there.
Yeah. But boy, you know, it's of all the businesses I'd want to be right now, it's mm-hmm. you know, it's hard because everyone's just saying, oh, long-term care. Oh, mm-hmm. bad place. You know,
it's a dirty word again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, yeah. Gosh, we've spent so many years talking about, you know, the procedures that you guys are so far ahead of the curve on a lot of these things, and it's paying mm-hmm. off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like we've reverted back to, see, I told you so. This is why
yeah.
I never want to put Nana there or mom or anything like that. And it's hard, but the bizarre part is that it's almost like it's split down the middle. You have the folks that are like, aha, see, this is why I don't want anything to do with, you know, being sent away to, right. you know, a long-term care facility. Or you have the folks that do have interactions with it. Maybe a family member is there, whatnot. And it's like they are just like, this is the best place. This is the best decision. This is, you know, mom is thriving. You know, we still talk with her regularly, and we know that she's happy and she's doing great. And so it's kind of bizarre, but this is the new normal, I guess.
Well, and the tough part is it's not the residents, it's the staff. Because those are the yeah. ones that are coming in and going out every day. And so right. they're the ones that, A, they're the front line. They're taking care of my relatives, mm-hmm. if you will, mom, dad, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Presidential Oaks also has to take care of them to make mm-hmm. sure that whatever they have stops at the door. So, yeah, right. it's you're taking care of two populations, if you will.
Yeah, and that really goes back to the basis of the foundation of Presidential Oaks is it's just as much about caring for the staff and our community, community as in residents in our building, but also the greater community as well. I mean, that goes right back to our mission. We do have some folks that I can attest have moved in and are staying here so that they're here 24/7 so that, they're not coming and going. They have sacrificed that time with their own families, for the greater good for right now here at Presidential Oaks. But, that's not feasible for every staff member. We can't just pack up our bags and just all move in
here,
to create that bubble. It's really hard because we can sit there and every day that goes by, we count our blessings and say, this is another day that Presidential Oaks is COVID-free. Our staff is healthy. Our residents are thriving. But we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And that's the scary part right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's really all about the uncertainty. If we all knew, okay, May 24th, it's all cleaned up and we're all good, yeah, then fine. We can find our way through till May 24th. But there is no end date right now.
No. And that's what is so critical when it comes to, the whole discussion with, PPE and things like that. We really need these items, the materials, masks, as it is right now. I mean, we've changed our screening procedures, our protocols and everything for staff that are working in the building several times over the course of the last couple months. But, it's been very clear to us that, we almost have to operate in the back of our mind like that we're positive. Like, let's just assume that we could be spreading it. So how can we be the best sick person that possibly can be? How do we stop the spread? So that's how we have kind of pulled everything back to say, all right, everybody in the facility, you're wearing a mask. We're still doing our social distancing and we're still doing the hand washing and all that stuff.
Sure.
But everybody that comes before they even walk into the facility to be screened, they're wearing a mask. And this is one of those key pieces of PPE that it's just, whether you're a nurse or not, for someone like me, it's like you're going through much more equipment than you normally would in the facility like this. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have access to that, I mean, that's the first line of defense, like the most basic line of defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we're at right now, that it's like, well, what do we do when we can't get the resources that we need? Are we going to be in the news as the next, like, oh, here we go again, here's another outbreak,
Where are you supposed to be? I mean, I don't know what the mm-hmm. requisition process is for you. Do you get the PPE stuff from the state, from the government? Do you have to go out and buy it yourself? How does that work?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of everything right now because, the supply chain has been so disrupted through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have gone through the portals. We have gone through a made request and, every little place where it's like, oh, PPE, PPE. It's like, oh, we're on it, and we have the will and the drive and everything to get on those, the portals and fill out the appropriate forms and things like that. And we have only received a small fraction of what we really need.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about all of it, the face shields, the gowns and all this stuff, but like the masks are the most basic piece of equipment that
sure.
we need.
Right.
The medical mask, the one I'm talking about, the blue, usually the blue and white, the ones that fan out. And it's like, that's what's scary. It's like, if we don't even have that first line of defense, it's a scary proposition to think, next week or, 2 weeks down the road where we could be. And it's almost like the public perception, too, is just like, oh, well, they just don't care or the staff doesn't know what they're doing. In these facilities that unfortunately have had a case or two or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
It's the discussion that's going on that, it couples with the "see, I told you so." These kind of places are just no good, but the staff doesn't care or, clearly they are not educated. And I can only speak for Presidential Oaks. But I know even just personally myself, I mean, this is like a daily, educational thing that we're going through. It's not like we had a checklist back in March. It was
sure.
like, okay, we did the, in-service on hand washing.
Yep.
And, okay, check that off the list. Now we talked about masks and we're all done and that's it. It's like this is ongoing just mm-hmm. to kind of ingrain it in your head. That this is the new way of life now.
Right. But again, know that like before – this whole coronavirus thing, you didn't need masks for every single right. person for every single instance of I'm just going to go in and talk, so I need a mask.
Right.
Nobody had that need, so you didn't have the supply closets filled like that. But right. now, right. everybody everywhere needs a mask.
Yep.
You know,
and we certainly encourage, you know, the businesses that are getting able to reopening, and they've kind of refigured some of their structure for their business model as well. And obviously we encourage that. It's just it's scary that it's like, OK, if they're able to get masks, but we aren't, like, you know, it is very scary.
Did you ever see the movie Saving Private Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah.
OK. Long time ago.
Okay. Well, there was a bit in there. They were marching. They were walking. And one of the soldiers was griping to Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks said, gripes don't go down. Gripes go up. He said, if I have a problem, I don't gripe to the sergeant or the corporal. Mm-hmm. I gripe to the major. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Chris gripes to Anne. Who does Anne gripe to about the lack of people? I mean, you see what I mean? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, where does it go up? How do you go to the your county delegation? Do you go to the governor? Mm-hmm. Do you go to Congress? Where do you go?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, we're fortunate that we do have a lot of colleagues that we're trying to, you know, kind of band together, that we all may have our different circumstances, but the greater message is that, you know, where is the PPE?
Right.
And how can we get access to it? You know, plain and simple. You know, and it's just that's what's frightening right now. And I don't know if it has to do with the size of the facility. You know, obviously we're not like this big conglomerate. That's even a word I can't even say. but you know what I mean? That it's just, we still have that need, you know, and to keep fighting this fight against this virus, we need the basic materials, plain and simple.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a need that's going to continue. I think it's a need once we're through the emergency phase of all of this. I can pretty much guarantee that if we've learned nothing else, we're going to have PPE like crazy, you know, at some point. Mm-hmm. But it's just not now. We're still in the need stage.
Yep. And, you know, everything that we, you know, harness in right now is just to keep the virus out, whatever it is that we need to do.
Yep.
And, you know, some of those decisions are obviously not, you know, favorable to all, you know, shutting down visitation, and we have no contact deliveries, and you know, it's made a lot of really kind of bizarre inner workings, but it is amazing to see it so far, like I said, as of today, you know, what we're doing matters, and it makes a difference, and it's working. But we can only, you know, keep fighting the battle if we have the right equipment.
Sure.
And every employee has their important part to play. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's just outside of the facility, you know, making sure that you're, you know, keeping up those good practices outside of work as well.
If you go to presidentialoaks.org and look at the COVID-19 newsletter, there is a little thing that says, Presidential Oaks thanks you for trusting us to care for your loved ones. Many of you have asked what you could do for the healthcare workers on the front line every day. Some ideas are outdoor plant arrangements to brighten the fresh air time, individually wrapped snacks and drinks, donations to the COVID booster fund, and the money goes directly to healthcare workers in the form of bonuses, refreshments, and little gifts, thank yous in the form of cards, posters, and artwork, or coordinate a Sunday drive-by at 10 a.m. And I said, mm-hmm. you know, that's really cool. So, yes, it's mom and dad, it's grandma, grandpa, but it's also the workers and paying attention to them. And mm-hmm. I just thought that was very cool for you to single them out and say, if you would like to donate and would like to do something for them, here's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot of requests for that right now. And I will say that a number of people have contacted us and said, oh, you know, let me make some masks. Let me drop them off to you. The fabric masks, unfortunately, are not the kind that we could use in the facility at this time. So as much as we appreciate the sewers and things like that, it's not that we don't, you know, want them. But for what we need, it's the medical masks, the, you know, the disposable ones, the blue ones, like I said.
Right, the blue ones. Ones that fan mm-hmm. out, they can spread over. Make sure your nose and mouth are covered.
Yes. And I will just say about the Sunday drives, this past Sunday, obviously, was Mother's Day.
Right.
And as you know, usually I'm talking about the delicious food that we're eating for our buffet and you know, all the inner comings and goings of families, same with Mom. Well, mm-hmm. obviously, we couldn't do that this year. So we had to adapt, as with everything else. And we did a vehicle parade. So family members,
nice.
Staff members could come in, and everybody decorated their cars, and they drove around the facility twice. And, it was so touching. It, you know, the tears, the happy tears, the big smiles. I mean, between not just the resident and the family, but even the staff members, that they haven't seen the families, you know, in 2 months or whatnot.
Sure.
It was so awesome to be a part of.
Are we doing, what is it, Zoom or FaceTime or stuff like that?
Yes, and it was funny. I was looking at the schedule again yesterday. I looked at it. We have a whole Google Calendar that's devoted to telephone calls and the Skype visits.
That's great.
And that calendar is just chock full. And we have the ability, obviously, with Google to be able to do the reoccurring, you know, the same time every single day. So there is sort of some structure that we are still able to keep for our residents, particularly those who really depend on routine. The technology is just, it's amazing. Seeing them lighten up when they have a Skype video chat with their, you know, son or daughter and grandchildren or great grandchildren. I mean, it's really awesome.
It is excellent. And routine is very important. And I know you're trying to even, amidst all this craziness, Chris, you're trying to keep routine as regular as
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm. And if the telephone is what is, you know, the better media to use, okay, fine. But we heard so many family members on Sunday, say to us that it's like, you know what? Mom looks amazing. You know, she looks happy. Yeah. She's still doing well despite all this craziness, you know, that we try to kind of filter out away from our residents.
Yep.
And it was so refreshing that, you know, they could lay eyes on their loved one as well. And they were like, yeah, this is working. This is going to be okay. You know, mm-hmm. they're fine.
Yeah, the visual is a great component.
So now the payoff question.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's every day. It's something new. My son, he's 13, and I got to tell you, the insomnia is kind of driving me crazy in our household. But other than that, I mean, I come from the journalism world. So to me, I always look and think, this is something historic.
Yeah.
You know, this is part of history is being written right now, you know, whether it's globally or whatnot. But even at Presidential Oaks, I am so happy to be able to document what's going on here. The photos, you know, just the overall, that piece of it to me is amazing to be a part of. Like, this really is a family.
Wow. Well, I know that we have state officials, legislators that listen to the show, and we are grateful for that. You want to do something nice, get a hold of Chris or Ann at Presidential Oaks and say, hey, mm-hmm. I can help you get the PPEs. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about contacts. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if there's, we have some elected officials or want to be elected officials that want to do something, you want to help the greater good, you can talk the talk. Here's a chance to walk the walk, you know, get in and help. So,
right.
What's the phone number, Chris, where they can track you down?
My direct line is 724-6111. The main line here is 225-6644, but you can always go on presidentialoaks.org, and all of the contact numbers are listed right there. So
there
if you can't write anything down and you're driving, presidentialoaks.org.
There you go. So if you can help them, give them the materials they need to do their jobs, at Presidential Oaks. So, you know, come on. That's what you're there for. Your state officials, elected officials, help them out. Get on the phone. See what we can do to help you, Chris.
Thank you.
We're here for you.
Stay healthy, kiddo.
Yes, you guys too.
Can't All right, we'll
to
talk to you later. See ya. 7:31 is the time. There you go. Well, I'd like to see. I mean, and you know, we've got state reps and state senators and people within state government listen to the show. Come on.
I know.
They're saying, hey, we're doing okay. We're holding our own, but we need
We need the masks and the testing. Come on.
Well, but you know what? And I think people just need a little bit of a, you know, backup in the closets, knowing that they just get that feeling like we've got enough and we're going to be okay. But we do need to keep ramping that up.
But if you can help them and turn them on to somebody and say, hey, if you need, you know, call blah, blah, blah. Hey, call Dean Kamen, you know, or whatever. Make the introduction. Help them. PresidentialOaks.org. 7:32, taking a break. Back with more.